Start your day with remembrance of us. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Thumma alhamdulillah, indeed it is only through the blessings and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we send peace and blessings upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. It is through the infinite mercy of Allah azza wa jalla that once again today Madani Channel presents to you this beautiful and amazing program called The Early Echo. Let us inshallah azza wa jalla make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the early parts of the morning, as this should be the habit of every Muslim, that when we open our eyes, we should begin by praising Allah Azza wa Jal, by worshipping Him, by reciting durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Main so jaun ya Mustafa kehte kehte, khule aankh salli ala kehte kehte. In fact, in a beautiful hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallama has stated, the person who recites durood upon me 500 times a day will never be a destitute. Allahu Akbar. He would never become a destitute. He would be saved from poverty. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it such that we may be captivated in the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instead of the love of this world. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us inshallah Azza wa Jalla make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as today we are going to be discussing a parable from the Holy Quran Pak, and we always mention a parable, a story from the Quran, and in today's program we are going to be discussing the beautiful story of Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the trials and tribulations that he alayhi salam had endured. Allahu Akbar. Please stay with us inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let us for now enlighten our hearts with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as this is the source of life. It is the reason to attain contentment and tranquility within your heart, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran Pak, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Subhanallah. So if one is looking for happiness, one is looking for tranquility and contentment, it is never found in the luxuries of this world. It is not found in this dunya, in the comfort of this world. Rather, it is only in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your day will be spent in such a pleasant way that you will enjoy your day, dear viewers. Whatever anxiety, whatever stress and worries you may have, through the blessings of the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, one may attain peace through these names, and one may attain salvation from the difficulties and from the challenges that he may be facing. So let's inshallah Azza wa Jalla together make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, recite the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, حسبي ربي جل جلالا ما في قلبي غير الله حسبي ربي جل جلالا ما في قلبي غير صلى الله لا اله الا تجلى لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, after making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Him, of course, your day could only be pleasant if you have began your day and commenced with your day in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. In whatever work you do, whether it is eating food, whether it is picking up something, leaving something, using something, sitting in your car, starting your vehicle, entering your home, wherever or any permissible act that you perform and do, dear viewers of Madani Channel, one should commence the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So always form this habit. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, sit back, relax and watch this beautiful kalam that you'll be listening to. Hashr mein khud ko jo paun, inshallah zawajalla, a very nice kalam that explains the day of judgment, the day of reckoning, and every one of us will be made to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we are going to be answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that specific, difficult, horrifying day, dear viewers. All we need is the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So just imagine yourself there and watch this kalam inshallah, listen to it, and inshallah when we do return, we are going to continue with our discussion, and that is Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wa salam. Please stay tuned for Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
حشر میں خود کو جو دیکھوں گا بکھر جاؤں گا آپ نے گر نہ سنبھالا تو کدھر جاؤں کو قدموں سے کیا دور تو مر جاؤں گا مجھ کو قدموں سے کیا دور تو مر جاؤں سر آپ کی دہلیز کے قابل تو نہیں قابل تو نہیں خاک بن کر قدموں میں میں بکھر جاؤں گا، خاک بن کر تیرے قدموں میں بکھر جاؤں پنجتن سے جڑی، بے خطر ہو کے لحد میں میں اتر جاؤں گا، بے خطر ہو کے نعت پڑھتے ہوئے میں پل سے گزر جاؤں گا، نعت پڑھتے ہوئے گزر جاؤں گا، اس سے بڑھ کر نہیں اعزاز کوئی اور زیاد، کوئی لوگ تیرا ہی کہیں گے میں جدھر جاؤں گا، لوگ تیرا ہی کہیں گے میں جدھر جاؤں گا، حشر میں خود کو جو دیکھوں گا بکھر جاؤں گا، آپ نے گر سنبھالا تو کدھر جاؤں گا،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful kalam. What is the state of that ummati who finds himself on the plains of Hashr? Allahu Akbar. What can be said about such a person who will be given his book of life in his hands and he will be set to read, and then every person will be made to read his own book of life. Dear viewers of Madinatian, it is Hashr, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak several times with various names, over and again, at various places Allah Azza wa Jalla has described the Hashr. And the signs are so visible. All these signs of the Day of Judgment are being opened day by day, and we are getting closer and closer and closer every single day. We pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we may be attain the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of our video channel, if you open the book of Ahadith, you would learn there are so many actions a person could do to receive the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that can be determined if we are actually practical. Are we practical? Kya hum wo cheeze karte hain? Are we doing those actions and performing those deeds which would earn us the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith had stated, the person who recites dua after the adhan will attain my intercession on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. How many of us have the opportunity to hear and listen to the adhan, but we still talk and communicate whilst the adhan is going? And furthermore, dear viewers of the channel, we don't even give reply to the adhan, nor do we recite the dua after the adhan. Form the habit whenever you listen to the adhan, repeat whatever the muadzin says, and thereafter make the dua. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will see the blessings. There is a booklet of Da'wat Islami composed on this subject. It is written on the subject in regards to blessings of adhan, and you would learn for each letter in the adhan, Allah Azza wa Jalla for each word would give you 100,000 thawab and reward. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers of the Madina channel, so many people will attain the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shafa'at kare hashr mein jo raza ki, shafa'at kare hashr mein jo raza ki, siwa tere kisko ye kudrat mili hai, siwa tere kisko ye kudrat mili hai. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of the channel, follow the sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you shall see the blessings. However, inshallah, the story and the parable which I mentioned earlier with regard to Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Firstly, before we go any further, remember that majority of the commentators of the Holy Quran Pak have a unanimous opinion that this event of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam belongs to him. This is that event which belongs to him, who is the Nabi of the Bani Israel. Now, what actually happened of your dear viewers of Madani channel, the parable is such in the book called Quranic Wonders, a very beautiful subhanallah book with regards to the parables of the Holy Quran. But the details of this event is that when the wrongdoings of the Bani Israel became excessive, Allah Azza wa Jalla's torment struck them in such a way that a pagan king named Bukht Nasr Babli, this person was a very tyrant king. He was a very unjust man. He attacked Baitul Muqaddas with a huge army and killed 100,000 inhabitants of the city in exile, 100,000 of them into the land of Syria. Furthermore, scattering them here and there, this pagan king also captured the same number of people, making all of those people his slaves, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. You can imagine from his actions and his wrongdoings, he would kill people, he would execute them for no reason. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam was also amongst these prisoners that were captured, that 100,000 people that were captured. And this pagan king went on to destroy the entire city, including Baitul Muqaddas, leaving a totally destroyed dear world. Allahu Akbar. And there were many other kings like this in the past year, viewers, who caused a lot of destruction. Namrud, Fir'aun. These people caused difficulties to their Nabis and refuted them, refused them, rejected them. And did not only reject them, just like Abu Jahl and many other kuffar, they inflicted difficulties upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These Anbiya alayhim salatu wa sallam, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they do not allow these oppressions to be any sort of obstacles on the path of da'wah. They would continue to make the da'wah of this beautiful deen. They would invite people towards righteousness despite the hurdles and obstacles and different types of oppression inflicted upon them. They would not be killed. However, Bukht Nasr or Bukht Nasr, infant of the people of Amalika, his tribe name was called Amalika, was found unattended next to their idol. And the name of this idol, according to the book, is called Nasr. And then me, and as the name of the father of the child was unknown, people did not know what was the name of this father, because he was found next to this idol. So that is why people started calling him with the name of Bukht Nasr, meaning son of Nasr, since he was found next to the idol. The same child was appointed as a governor by a king, and eventually he became a majestic king himself later. Allahu Akbar. However, he was a tyrant person. He would oppress people. He would, you know, cause difficulties for them. After a few days, those people that were scattered on the land of Syria here and there, those people that were murdered, and furthermore, those people that were captured, from amongst them, or amongst them was the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam. So when some time had passed, he alayhi salatu wa salam somehow set free from the imprisonment of Bukht Nasr. And he alayhi salatu wa salam rode a donkey and entered into the city of Bayt al-Muqaddas. Allahu Akbar. And now, dear viewers of Madani channel, upon seeing his city destroyed and desolated, his heart became full of sorrow. Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salatu wa salam began to weep when he saw the condition of his city totally uprooted. Every single thing was destroyed. He alayhi salatu wa salam went all to the four corners of the city, but could not find any human being. Every person was finished, was vanished, as if they never existed on the face of this earth. He alayhi salatu wa salam saw that the trees were full of fruits and were ready to be consumed, but there was no one around to pluck these fruits from the tree. Not a single human being in the entire city, all alone. Allahu Akbar. Upon seeing this, he alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned these words from his mouth. Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha? How would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring life back to the city when it has been destroyed to this extent? Allahu Akbar. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam plucked some fruits and ate them. He alayhi salatu wasalam drank the juice of the grapes by squeezing them, dear viewers. And he even squeezed some of the juice into a bottle, into his leather bag. Furthermore, after he'd done all of this, dear viewers of Madani channel, he alayhi salatu wasalam tied his donkey with a firm rope and went to sleep under a tree. During the state of sleep, dear viewers, he alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Allah azza wa jalla, who is qadir mutlaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is capable to do anything, he azza wa jalla had caused him to die in his sleep, to pass away in his sleep. And Allah azza wa jalla kept him hidden from the eyes of birds, animals, beasts, jinns, and no one could see him, dear viewers. After 70 years, a king from Persia entered this ruined and destroyed city, when everything was totally destroyed. 70 saal guzar chuke the. Itne saalon ke baad a king came, and when he saw the condition of the city, he began to rebuild and populate the city with his people. Allahu Akbar. He brought so many people here and began to rebuild the city with them, along with a few of the Bani Israel that were remaining there. And Allahu Akbar, who was living, the city was once again, dear viewers of Madani channel, beautiful and better than before. It was as if nothing happened. Allahu Akbar. And now, by the passage of time, the city is rebuilt. Log ab wahan rehte hain. Badi badi imaratein khadi ki gayi hain. Buildings have been built, houses and homes, and people now reside there. It became a flourishing city once again altogether. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, who is a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, after 100 years was brought back to life. He alayhi salatu wasalam, when he opened his eyes, he saw his donkey dead. His donkey has died. Allahu Akbar. And his bones are scattered around him. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam saw that there was nothing that became rotten from his grapes. Even the juice that he extracted from the grapes was fresh. But the bones of his donkey is scattered all around him. Allahu Akbar. Then Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam also noticed that the hair of his beard and the hair of his head that was still black, and he was still at the age of 40 years. Allahu Akbar. Still at the age of 40, dear viewers of Madani channel, he alayhi salatu wasalam was now pondering to himself, ki, what is the majra, what is the matter, for how long have I slept? After pondering out of amazement, A divine revelation was revealed upon him. Allah Azza wa Jalla asked Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, O Uzair alayhi salam, how many days have you stayed here? Allahu Akbar. How many days have you stayed here? He alayhi salatu wa salam replied after thinking for a while that I went to sleep in the morning and it is the time of Asr now. So he replied that perhaps I slept for a day or a little lesser than that. Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam, O Uzair, no, you stayed here for 100 years. Now to see my absolute power, to see my qudrat, Allahu Akbar, look at your donkey, to how its bones have rotten and scattered away, Allahu Akbar. And look at the food that you have with you, which was referring to the grapes and the juice, which was so fresh, it was not spoiled at all, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla then said to Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam, now look at my qudrat and my power, subhanallah. And within no time, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam then saw that instantly the bones started to move to form the joints of the animal. The joints connected together to form the skeleton of the donkey. Within a fraction of moments, flesh appeared over the bones, the donkey became alive and started to speak in its language. Upon seeing this wonder, Sayyidina Uthman alayhi salatu wasalam then said, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. I know very well that Allah Azza wa Jalla is able to do all things. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, after this Sayyidina Uthman alayhi salatu wasalam returned to his place where he alayhi salatu wasalam had lived for 100 years. یعنی 100 سال گزر چکے ہیں 100 سال کے بعد وہ دوبارہ اپنے شہر تشریف لے جا رہے ہیں he's going back to his city nobody could recognize him as he علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام could not recognize anybody either but he علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام saw an old and crippled woman sitting near the home who had seen سیدنا عزیر علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام in her childhood اب بچپن میں چونکہ انہوں نے سیدنا عزیر علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی زیارت کی اللہ اکبر she was honored by seeing a نبی of اللہ عز و جل So he alayhi salatu wasalam asked this old crippled woman, is this the home of Uzair alayhi salam? The woman replied, yes, but also asked him, why was he inquiring and asking about the home of Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam? Allahu Akbar. So the old lady, when she asked him about this, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam then said, well, I am Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has caused me to sleep for 100 years. And now I have come and this is my identity. He revealed his identity to her. She replied by saying, Subhanallah, how can you be Uzair? Main yaqeen nahi kar pa rahi hoon. I can never believe this, that it is you who is Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. The old lady said this. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam then convinced her and said to her, okay, then what proof would you want to see that I am the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla? The old woman said that I am blind and Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam's du'as are answered. If you are really Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, if you are the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, then supplicate for my sight to be restored. Allahu Akbar. And I'm also paralyzed. I am suffering with this paralysis. If you could supplicate for this to also be removed. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for her and she recovered. Instantly revealed by the dua of a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. When she looked at him, she recognized him after she opened her eyes and she immediately proclaimed, I bear witness that you are Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, after saying this, she now has brought iman and faith upon him. And then she went towards the bazaar or towards the city where the inhabitants and where the people were. As she passed a place where there was a group of people, coincidentally they were the Bani Israels that were sitting there. Then the Bani Israels now were in the gathering, including the son of Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, who was at the age of 118 at that time. Some of his grandsons were also present, the dear viewers of Madini channel. Can you imagine for a moment, Allahu Akbar, that even the grandchildren of Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam are there, but yet he is still black in color in terms of his hair, his beard. Allahu Akbar, his son is older than him. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is the age of 40, whereas his son is the age of 118. some of his grandchildren that were present there, and they had also grown into the old age. So the old lady announced loudly, "Witness in the gathering, O people, no doubt this person that you see is none other than Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam." But Allahu Akbar, no one there at that moment accepted the statement of this woman, for no one could believe that this could ever be Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Meanwhile, the son of Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam said that my father had a black mole in the middle of his shoulders. Allahu Akbar. And this mole used to look like a moon. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam said there is not a problem at all. Thus he alayhi salatu wasalam removed his shirt and showed the mole. Then people said, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam had memorized the Torah. If you are Uzair alayhi salam, then recite Torah. He alayhi salatu wasalam immediately recited the entire Torah without any hesitation. How would he hesitate, dear viewers of the channel? Allahu Akbar, he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bukht Nasr killed 40,000 religious scholars of Torah whilst destroying Baytul Muqaddas. This is history. 40,000 religious scholars were executed and were killed, dear viewers of Madani channel, whilst he was destroying Baytul Muqaddas and left no written script of Torah in the world from that time. Now another question arose, that whether the recited script was original or not, whether he could recite it by heart or not, because what he recited, people could not figure out whether it is true or not, because they never knew it is the original script. So one person said that I heard from my father that the day they were arrested by Bukht Nasr, the bad king, 100 years ago, they buried a script of the Torah in the roots of a grape tree. If you find the grape tree, then I can take out the script. This person said this, and then he was granted permission. Thus he went and he found the script. And after much struggle, when they found the script, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam had recited the Torah. Whilst these people heard him recite the Torah without any hesitation and any mistake, subhanallah, witnessing this amazing and marvelous event, that now he has the mole which looks like a moon between his shoulders. Furthermore, he recited the entire Torah and people followed him. It was the truth in his claim that he says, I am the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, Allahu Akbar, after saying this, dear viewers of Madani channel, they embraced Islam and brought faith upon him. Allahu Akbar. It is amazing, dear viewers. This entire parable is in the Holy Quran Pak, that even till date, those people around the world are maintaining this corrupt belief that Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a Banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam proven to them in his own way that he is a Nabi of Allah by giving them evidence of what they want to hear. And now listen to the surah of the Holy Quran Pak before we listen to any Madani pearls, inshallah, Zawajal, the translation of which is, O like him who passed by a village and it had fallen flat on its roof. Allahu Akbar. He said, how will Allah bring it back to life? Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha. After such destruction, how would life be given to these dead people? So Allah Azza wa Jalla kept him dead for 100 years, then brought him back to life. He said, how long have you stayed here? Asked Allah Azza wa Jalla. He alayhi salam, meaning Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, replied, I may have stayed here for a day or little lesser than that. He said, in fact, you have spent 100 years. No, you think you have stayed here for a day or lesser than that? You have slept here for 100 years. So look at your food and drink, which do not smell stale till now. And look at your donkey, whose bones are scattered. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then revived the donkey in order that we may make you a sign for mankind. And look at Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla revived the donkey to make that a sign. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had made him to wake up from his deep sleep of 100 years. Allahu Akbar, be of yours of Madani channel, which was a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and power. I know well that Allah is capable to do all things, said Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, there are such amazing lessons to extract from this parable when we speak about the power and the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been revived after 100 years, and in the manner he was revived. And the things that he said after he was revived is really astonishing. We will discuss this inshallah. For now, listen to this beautiful Madani pearl. Until then, stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Madani Channel, on the day of judgment, where there will be many witnesses at the time of reckoning, the earth will also become a witness and bear testimony. Therefore, it has been mentioned in a hadith that the earth will bear testimony about every good and bad deed committed on it by men and women. It will say that on such and such day, this deed was performed, and on such and such day, this deed was committed. The earth has memorized all the good and bad deeds that people have done on it. And on the day of judgment, it will openly announce all of these affairs, which everyone will listen to. Allah Azza wa Jal has described this topic in the Holy Quran in the following words. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman. When the earth is shaken violently with its destined tremor, and the earth casts out all its burdens, and man says, what has happened to it? On that day, the earth will narrate all its news, because your Lord sent a command to it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the day of judgment, there will be many witnesses to testify the good and bad deeds of the people. The angels present on the shoulders of every person for recording the deeds are absolute witnesses. Besides these, the limbs of the people will also testify to the deeds, meaning a person's hands, feet, eyes, ears, etc. Every limb will testify the act in which that limb had been involved. Moreover, the earth will report every deed committed on its face by the people, and it will be a witness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To summarize, no matter how much a person tries to hide a good or bad deed, it will by no means remain hidden on the day of judgment. Instead, every single deed of a person will be presented before him, and he will see all his deeds with his own eyes. And he will also be given a return for every deed. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman. On that day, people will return towards their Lord in different paths, in order to be shown their deeds. So whoever does a good deed equal to a weight of an atom will see it, and whoever does an evil deed equal to a weight of an atom will see it. Anyhow, the day of judgment will be extremely tough, and every person will be held accountable for even the minor, major good or bad deed. It is obligatory upon every Muslim to pay attention to every passing moment of his life, and whatever he's doing, one day will be held accountable for. And all those deeds that he is performing secretly will be revealed in front of everyone in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How embarrassing and humiliating it will be at that time. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how much humility will we take on the day of judgment if we are caught doing bad deeds? As all the deeds will be presented in front of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels to give us the book of deeds, where we will have to read every single deed in front of everyone. In order to save ourselves from this humility, join Dawat-e-Islami and take the path of Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was our brother who was giving us these Madani pearls with relation to the Day of Judgment. As I said earlier as well, just as a reminder, consistent reminders. Reminders are good for believers. Jitna hum ek dusre ko remind karte rahenge, utna hi acha hoga. The reminder is to do virtuous deeds. For we want to be saved from the humiliation of the Day of Judgment. Being faced to be humiliated on the Day of Judgment, dear viewers of Madani channel, will cause a lot of taklif and pain to a person. We rather face that in the world and face some challenges and have sabr over those difficulties in the world. And that is what we must ask Allah for, patience, for sabr and istiqamat and steadfastness upon every difficulty. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make this an expiation for our sins on the Day of Judgment. However, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, this parable which we just heard right now, 100 years Uhira Ali Salatu Wasalam slept for, just like Ashabi Kahf. See the power of Allah. Look at the Qudrat of Allah. That Rabb who makes a person sleep for 100 years and then revives them again. Allahu Akbar. Ashabi Kahf slept for over 300 years, dear viewers. From this event we learn, Allahu Akbar, many beautiful parables. And let's start by saying that Subhanallah, from this, isn't this amazing, dear viewers? There was no change in the blessed body of Uhira alayhi salatu wasalam. It remained the same. Halaki, look at the donkey and look at the bones. Halaki zamana wahi raha. This is the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And furthermore, the ulamas have also explained there's a thing called tayyi zaman and tayyi makan. What is tayyi zaman and what is tayyi makan? Listen, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar. Tayyi makan is, or tayyi zaman rather, is when the time frame have been lengthened for a person. Allahu Akbar. This is called tayyi zaman. Like such a long period had passed, but Allah Azza wa Jalla had shortened it for His khas bandas. In other words, they felt as if it was just a day or lesser than that, whereas the day was very long. That is called tayyi zaman. Whereas tayyi makan is like, for example, on the night of Mi'raj, when the beloved Rasul traveled for a long journey, long distance, Allahu Akbar, and he returned back. And the worldly, intellectual, and the abilities of a human brains cannot put in this reality that it doesn't make sense. But subhanallah, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla who has given this ability and this power of Mi'raj, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla has said He has traveled and taken His beloved Habib, then there is no doubt in the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As He says, Subhanalladhi asara. It is Allah Azza wa Jalla. Glory be to Him who had taken His bondsman. So from this we learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, that Rabb who has taken His creator, I mean His, that Rabb who has taken His Habib, His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla who has taken His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj, is the same creator who has created us. And Allah Azza wa Jalla makes these things possible from time to time to witness His sign, for us to witness His qudra. May we recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For one entire year, a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla remained in Qiyam, as the jinns assume that he is busy in the construction or he is busy in ibadat, for they would see him worshipping Allah for months like that. But for one solid year, his body remained in that state of Qiyam, whereas it did not rot. But the termites of the earth were consuming his asa and stick that he was leaning upon. And if the stick was eaten by the termites of the earth, and that could decay and make him come to the ground, but nothing was affected of his body. This shows to us, dear viewers, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. This is the reality of this hadith, that the blessed bodies of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are alive. They do not decay. For Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden the earth to consume and eat the bodies of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. They are alive and Allah provides rozi for them. After seeing such destruction of Baytul Muqaddas, Uthira alayhi salatu wasalam then had so much of love for his people and liking for his town that he actually made dua. So we learn from this also that loving your hometown is actually the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If somebody misses his homeland, it is much natural, for you have been brought up there, you were in school there, you did business there, so on and so forth. Like the Sahaba ikram who missed Makkatul Mukarrama a lot. Even after migrating to Madinatul Munawwara, they were found missing Makkatul Mukarrama. Many of them became homesick. And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla then made dua for them. And Allah Azza wa Jalla increased the love of Madinatul Munawwara in their hearts. And thus, subhanAllah, aaj bhi, every Ashiqi Rasool has connection and devotion even for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins. We have come to the end of our episode. Today's program contained this beautiful, enlightening, faith-refreshing parable of Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Allow this parable to make a change in your life, that if Allah Azza wa Jalla could remove and take him out of that sleep after 100 years, why wouldn't Allah Azza wa Jalla through His rahmah and mercy remove our calamities away from our lives as well? It can happen, it is possible. Increase your tawakkul and trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today, inshallah, as we do every other day, we leave you reminding the viewers of Madini channel, our maqsad and our mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.